It is February 28th, 1987, and you're about to join the Faction.
Welcome, everybody, to yet another edition of Two Man Faction. I am Josh.
I am Adam.
And we are here today to go over what else, Adam?
The greatest spectacle of professional wrestling there ever will be. Of course, tomorrow is Lethal Leap Year.
Biggest day of the year. Something I've been looking forward to for a calendar year.
For a long time. For a very long time. They've been working on this card for years, actually, I believe.
4 years, of build-up since Leap Year.
Oh, my God. Since Lethal Leap Year 1.
Yeah, and now we've got Lethal Leap Year. Is this the number 2?
Well, I think they're just still calling it Lethal
Leap Year. We'll just call it Lethal Leap Year.
Yeah, they're not. They didn't number it.
Reusing pay-per-view names.
They're not numbering it.
That's perfectly fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's... Listen, SRW is still a relatively new promotion.
Very grassroots.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not a lot of people listening to this or a lot of people watching the shows, but I do have to say that out of all of the regional wrestling promotions, this is by far and away my favorite.
It is absolutely my favorite as well.
Yeah.
The announcing is impeccable. The build's incredible.
Uh-huh.
Everything about it is just it hits here because
warms your heart.
It has everything. It has triumph. It has betrayal.
It does.
What more do you want?
What more could you ask for in professional wrestling?
Nothing more.
So we kind of figured that as with Lethal Leap Year coming up tomorrow, mm-hmm. we would go ahead and give you a traditional prediction show,
of course,
so that you can go ahead and have the upper hand with all of your friends, relatives, whoever you were talking to about Lethal Leap Year.
Yep.
I assume everyone.
Everybody's talking about this. The world is talking about Lethal Leap Year.
So we figured we'd get in on the action, give you a little prediction show. I'm excited to get into this. Do you want to get right into it?
Well, I'll say one thing about the card as a whole.
Yeah.
Never have I seen something so spectacular.
Wow.
They're going for quality over quantity, as there are only 3 matches on the card.
Yeah.
But every single one of them, all 3 of them, have potential to be the best ever.
Now, the strange thing is, this is a 3-hour card.
It is.
So
they're giving them time.
They are giving them time.
How else can you do it?
3-hour card, 3 matches. I mean, I guess they could always add something at the last second, but that's not a very SRW thing to do.
No.
They don't like to do anything without a build-up.
And the great thing is that we got some people premiering here, too.
We do.
It's great.
It's wonderful. There's a lot of stuff that's going down, so let's get right into it. The first matchup, I think, is probably maybe the best built match.
It probably is, yes.
Out of the 3 here, but why don't you go ahead? What's the first match we're going
to? We got Tex Ferguson versus Chad Too Bad.
Yeah.
Devastating. Everything about this is devastating to me. The fact that the match is happening, because these guys were so close.
They were so close.
So tight.
Like brothers.
Oh, they were brothers.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
It hurt me when I found out that what was the dispute over? Money? Women? Everything.
It was women, I think.
Mostly women.
Yes.
Very
specifically.
Well, plus they couldn't get along with the money situation either, because Tex was buying all the stuff that Chad was jealous of.
Right.
I mean,
and if I was Chad, I'd be pretty jealous, too. I mean, that's a sweet ride that Tex Ferguson had.
It's a sweet jacket.
Sweet jacket.
Sweet eye patch.
Sweet eye patch.
Everything.
Everything.
The whole getup was great.
The whole deal is fantastic. The whole storyline's been amazing.
All of it from Texas.
Although, I'll tell you this, I would kill for Chad Too Bad's hair.
Oof, who wouldn't?
That's just some amazing hair.
Who wouldn't? Yes, it is.
An amazing head of hair.
Tex has got that bandana, and he wears it well.
He does.
But...
The question, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question, of course, going into this match is how will Tex Ferguson be able to perform, considering he has several injuries going into this match?
It's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, he was put in an armbar for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
That's a long time.
A Greg the Hammer Valentine.
That is a long time.
Longtime friend of the show, Greg Valentine. Mm-hmm, hello, mm-hmm. Mr. Valentine. I mean, he's blind as well.
Yeah, Freddie Blassie did one of those.
Freddie Blassie was involved. I mean, listen, you never know how much of this is a work, how much of it is a shoot. You know, from the last thing that I'm seeing, he might actually be blind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing that might actually not be a work.
That's bad.
Yeah, that would be very bad.
That's very bad.
It would jeopardize the quality of the match, although these two guys know each other like the back of their hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, mm-hmm. they've been wrestling since I think about 81.
81? That sounds right.
Right around there. And this is really the first opportunity that they've had on a big stage to go one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been tag team wrestling for such a long time that to even envision them going one-on-one.
It hurts, actually.
Exactly.
What it does to me.
This is like the Midnight Express fighting each other. This is like the Rock and Roll Express mm-hmm. fighting each other. The Killer Bees. I mean, it's hard to even imagine
those things. It is. What do you got, man?
Oh boy,
you got,
you're gonna put me on the spot here. Who do I have to
pick? You want me to go first?
You go first.
I'm actually I'm taking Tex.
You're taking Tex?
Yes. So here's the thing about Tex. He may be one arm, one leg, no eyes. He's a ringmaster. Is what he is.
That's true.
I visited him at the local Walgreens.
At the local Walgreens.
Oh, at the Walgreens earlier today.
He was doing a signing.
He was. It was before he was going to KFC. He had to stop at Walgreens.
Right.
And you know what? He looked me. I mean, where he thought I was, looked me straight in the eyes.
Right, as best he could.
And said, "No eyes, one leg, one arm. I can still win." And you know what? Yeah. I believe him.
You believe him?
I believe him because he looked me in my general direction.
He looked in your
directly
general
in my general direction.
Right. Because you couldn't really tell where he was looking.
No, he had the eye patches.
Awful. He didn't know.
And the glasses, and the sunglasses on.
Right.
He had it all on.
That had to be tough for him, but good for you.
I'm still picking him. He's a master of his craft, and I think just by hearing alone, he can win.
Wow.
And scent.
Like sonar, almost.
And scent.
Like going to use his ears and his
all that
nose.
Hair. There's got to be hair care in there somewhere.
There has to be. That is true.
He'll pull it out.
You know what? I think you've convinced me. All day I was kind of thinking Chad Too Bad.
Okay.
Mostly because he can see.
Yes.
Mostly because he has proper use of both arms and legs.
And I wouldn't default you for that.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, he had the advantage going into this match. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You know what I am thinking too? I know that Tex, he promised you. He said that he was going to win this match. One thing that we're both discounting, his heart.
Yes.
He's still got a heart.
Oh, he does.
He's still got all the heart in the world. And because of that, I'm moving away. I'm not going to pick Chad Too Bad. I'm going to go with Tex Ferguson.
Okay.
I'm going to pick him in this match.
Perfect.
The question is, though, where do they go from there? You know, I mean, you got the babyface winning the match. Mm. So it's like, are we going to get a rematch down the line? I mean, I don't know.
What if he takes out the next leg and the next arm?
Well, then.
That just naturally leads to the next feud.
That would add another layer. Sure does. That's for sure.
Sure does.
That's for sure. What do we have next here, Adam?
Moving right along, we have Big Bartholomew with Christina Joy versus the Sea Creature with Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
For control of the farm.
This is huge.
It's bigger than any of us could have imagined, actually, originally.
This is a match that is befitting of Lethal Leap Year. The stakes here are about as big
as
they
can. As high as you can get, because Big Bartholomew and Christina Joy's entire livelihood are at stake here.
Yes.
All of it.
Big Bartholomew, been working as a solid babyface for about the past 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Finally getting a big, opportunity here.
And he gets his big break, but at what cost?
It's true.
At what cost?
Now, I really thought, and I think a lot of people did, that this was going to lead to a matchup between him and McElroy.
Well, of course.
But in the past couple weeks, in a brilliant booking move, I thought, we got the Sea Creature instead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting Sea Creature and Bartholomew. I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm curious to see what the Sea Creature can bring.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows where Master McElroy got that guy from.
No.
He must own a Sea Creature. I mean, he's the banker, of course. So,
yeah.
I mean, you don't mess with the bankers.
Right.
They can take your livelihood. They own Sea Creatures, man.
It's true. Out of all the bankers in wrestling, he is certainly the one that owns a Sea Creature.
That is true. And terrifying it is.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, I know this is Lethal Leap Year. This is kind of the end-all, be-all. But this still leaves the door open for eventually a match between the banker and Big Bartholomew.
Of course.
With that in mind, I'm just going to go ahead and say my prediction now is for the Sea Creature.
You think the Sea Creature wins? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they got to continue the angle.
Okay, I understand.
You know, I mean, what are you going to do if you have Big Bartholomew win here? You've buried the Sea Creature right off the bat.
Right.
And then what are you going to do from there?
I don't know.
Let's build up Sea Creature.
Right. I mean, he's got all the tools.
He does.
He has all the tools.
I hope so. I mean, we haven't really seen him in action yet, but he's got a good look.
Oh, he absolutely does. I mean,
he's green.
You go right across the ring from him, and you don't want to fight him. You do not want to be in the ring with that.
No, there's no question.
Not at all.
You take one look at him, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It is. And with the banker out there, with Mr. McElroy out there on the outside, you never know what's going to happen.
You're probably going to lose your house if you lose to the Sea Creature, because McElroy will just take it from you.
Yeah, I mean, for my money, McElroy gives Bobby the Brain Heenan a run for his money as far as managers go.
Oh, my God.
Slash wrestlers.
Yes.
So, I'm looking forward to this. This should be... This could be the match of the night.
I think it really could be. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Two big powerhouses. Oof. Two hosses. Sea Creature a little bit bigger. But you know what? Big Bartholomew, underrated strength.
Well, I mean, he's been pulling those plows.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been pushing and pulling those plows all his life.
I don't want him to lose the farm.
Farming strength is real strength.
It is real strength.
It's real strength.
They call that country strong.
No, he is country strong.
There's no question he is from the country.
Look at him.
Man. Yeah.
Look at how he signed that contract. He almost ripped it in half just with a pen.
Right, right.
Oh, my God.
Them overalls he's got.
So, actually, can't stop him. I'm going to go the other way.
What are you going
to do? I'm picking Big Bartholomew.
Oh.
I think he has so much to lose that he can't do it.
Wow.
He just simply cannot lose.
Okay.
Because if he does, you're not going to see another match.
It's done.
Because Big Bartholomew will have nothing left.
Well, but conversely, though, if he loses and he has nothing left, I mean, talk about big-time babyface reactions. Yeah.
See, I think
this could be huge for his career if he loses this match.
And it could be devastating for Christina Joy, too, if he loses.
Imagine if she turned on him. What if she turns on him in this match? Ooh. That would be crazy. That would be rough. Go with the banker?
That would hurt. That's a good play for her because you're going for the man with money and sea creatures.
If you ask me, I think they've been hinting at it, okay. Just kind of like really slyly, you know, the way that she's been looking at the banker here and there.
Okay.
But, I mean, maybe I'm just seeing things where they aren't there.
I think she's so upset that she put him, that he put her out on the street because she hasn't eaten for days.
Yeah.
That she's gotten so crazed, I think she's just going to attack him.
She looks like she hasn't eaten for months.
She's crazed right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's going to do to the banker. But it's not going to be good.
Well, you know that something's going to happen.
The sea creature being the loyal pet that he is, the loyal follower.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be too distracted.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Big Bartholomew, I think, just has this in the bag.
All right. So far out of the three matches here, you've got two babyfaces winning here. I got one babyface, one heel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, you never know how that's going to even out things go throughout the night. But I agree to disagree on this match.
That's perfectly fine.
So let's go to what will probably be the main event. Likely. You can argue whether or not it should be.
Right, right.
But people do always say put the title in the main event. So what do we got?
We got John Johnson defending the Southpaw Regional Wrestling title in a 12-man battle royal.
Yep. Hot take.
I
have a hot take.
Okay.
I hate John Johnson.
He's not great.
He's too small.
Yeah, very much so.
He's a wrestler?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
He's got no meat on his bones.
As soon as they decided to push this kid.
It looks like he's been the one who's been out on the street for days and hasn't eaten.
Yeah, exactly. And then as soon as they decided to push this kid, I know that I went click. You know, I changed the channel. I don't like him.
All 12 channels that you have, you went right to the next one.
Yes. I hope that they take the title off of him immediately.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve it. I think he's like the promoter's kid or something like that. I've been trying to look into that, but that's kind of tough to get that info.
It's possible.
But no, he's not a good promo either. He's terrible. No, did you see him with Clint Bobsky?
He
could barely talk.
He couldn't talk because he was trying to grab the microphone so much that it didn't even matter.
Yeah. So he's just garbage.
It's not great.
He's garbage.
It's a rough patch, but hopefully they course correct here.
I hope so.
So we got a couple.
At the biggest show of the year.
And you know what? There is precedent for him to lose the title because we got some. Got some debuts here in this Battle Royal.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they're putting this many debuts in a match on the biggest show of the year, but I guess that's what it's for, right?
I mean, it is. I mean, why else have 12 men?
True.
Why else?
Very odd number.
So we have
it's not. It's even.
It's true.
Sorry.
It's a strange number. Strange number.
Sure.
So here's some debuts we got.
Here's some facts.
We got two for the price of one.
Oh.
In the Surf Dudes with Attitudes.
Who I'm excited for.
They're not the Beach Boys. They're not your Beach Boys.
Oh my God.
They're not your father's Beach Boys here.
They worked at, people, do you remember or do you know, or are you familiar with the fact that they worked for Vince for a little bit?
Really?
They worked for Vince for a little bit in the early 80s.
Oh my.
I think there was some sort of pay thing or something like that. I'm not exactly sure how that went down. I just know that it ended poorly.
That's probably where the Attitudes come from.
Probably. Yes, it might be a little bit of a rib, kind of like Surf Dudes with Attitudes. Mm-hmm. Like, they might have just been the Surf Dudes.
They might have been.
Before.
Surf Boys.
I'm excited to see them come in. I mean, even though it's a tag team in a battle royal, it's kind of like, they're not going to win. But
well, they might. What if they become dual champion? What if they share the championship right off the bat?
You know what? That is something that SRW would do.
Sure is.
That's
sure is.
Very much something they would do.
Oh. Wonderful.
So
we have another debut. We have La Barbara Grande from Mexico.
Yep.
The Lucha Sensation.
Lucha Sensation.
Lucha Sensation.
Yeah. Now I'm hearing that the guy under the mask may not actually be Mexican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Got inside sources.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's just some tall hick from down in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. But well, he wears the mask well.
He does. La Barbara Grande.
Yes.
What does barba mean in Spanish?
I don't know.
Grande is big.
Grande is big, and he is big.
So it's like the big barba. Barber. Barber? It's barber.
Okay, okay.
The big barber. So like barber. He cuts hair. Oh, that's crazy.
He's got a lot of hair.
What if he has scissors? Oh.
Oh, my God.
La barba grande. He's going to cut you.
That's
That should be his promo.
And it's a battle royal, so there's no DQs.
There are no DQs.
He can use those scissors all he wants.
Ooh, okay. That might be my favorite.
That's bad.
That
it's
might
bad
be my
them.
Favorite.
It's bad for them.
Anybody else in this that we know about? Well, they haven't announced all 12.
We know one other.
One
besides
other.
Obviously John Johnson.
Right.
We know impressive Pelvis Wesley.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be in the match.
I always forget about Pelvis Wesley.
He's forgettable until he's on screen, and then he just commands
he
it.
He pops.
He commands it.
He pops.
Pops and jives.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
You're right. You're absolutely right. He's one of those guys that if I'm listing wrestlers in SRW, he's somebody that I would always leave off a list, but as soon as he shows up on the TV,
you're entranced.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, forgot
you
that
have
this
nowhere
is here.
To look but down.
Now he's, to be fair, he's mostly been a jobber, at least recently.
And to his, you know, that's what he calls himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
so to see him in this, and with it just being a 12-man battle royal,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of cool. I mean, it almost makes you think, are they giving him a push? Are they going to do something with him?
I think maybe four first eliminated.
Really?
Maybe.
Somebody's got to be.
I'm saying maybe.
Somebody's
got to
be.
Yeah. But, you know, these are the only people that we know of.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of wild cards out there.
Yeah.
A lot of wild cards.
You never know if they're going to do something wacky, like put in like Clint Bobsky or something that. They've done stuff like that before.
For sure.
You know.
Is he in the mental state to do this?
I don't know, but it's not like they really, look out for these guys.
It's true, it's true.
Let's just be honest.
As much as I love
SRW, we're not like, we don't have drug tests or anything.
They don't test for anything.
Let's not go crazy.
They don't test for concussions, they don't test for anything.
Well, Cheddarfield is always a mess,
Oh my God.
You don't even have to.
Everybody here is stressed for different reasons.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's give them a round of applause.
Sure.
I'll be there live.
Will be?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. I mean, you can go too. I mean, they've only sold half the arena.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
I can't go.
So here's the problem. Well,
I'm sorry. I have other things I need to do.
That's a shame.
I'm going to watch it on tape. I'm going to tape trade for it a couple weeks down the line.
That's fine.
Don't tell me anything.
I won't tell you anything. Don't worry.
Yeah, no spoilers.
All right. So we got this 12-man battle royal.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Assuming that La Barba Grande does mean the big barber,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take him.
All right.
Because I assume he has scissors. This is a no disqualification match.
It is.
And let's take the belt off frickin' John Johnson.
He's gonna go cutting some people.
Yes, he's gonna cut some blanks. Take out Josh Johnson.
John Johnson.
I don't care. I don't even know his name. I don't care to know
his name.
That's
how uncharismatic he is.
I hope they do one of those things where they eliminate him first.
Oh, they might.
And then just like, oh, there's going to be a new
champion. There's definitely
going
to be a new champion. And then there's high drama for the next 59 minutes.
You know what would be awesome?
Yes.
And I don't know if they would do, like, they've kind of done stuff like this before, but they're usually pretty disciplined. But what if they put in the guys that were in the earlier matches?
Sure, that's,
like, what
that's
if
entirely
Tex
possible.
Or Chad Too Bad
yeah.
or... Like, I mean, at that point,
Mr. McElroy will probably be fresh because he's not even in his match.
Right. And at that point, Sea Creature becomes a favorite.
Oh, my God.
He's huge.
Yes.
I mean, who can eliminate Sea Creature?
Who can?
Nobody.
Maybe Big Bartholomew if he's just that. Well, if Sea Creature beats him down enough.
Yeah.
You never know.
And then Big Bartholomew comes in, gets a big baby face, eliminates Sea Creature, you know?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's the possibilities are endless.
Perfect.
Perfect. It's great.
But out of the ones that we know of, I'm taking Pelvis Wesley.
Pelvis Wesley.
I think it's time.
Wow, it's time to go right into the world title?
It is, because his presence is just so soothing on the screen.
He does have a
and
presence.
It's time to make him the face of the company.
Wow, all right, so we're going straight face of the company.
I think it's time. Face, head, whatever.
I feel like it's one of those things, though, it might be too much too soon. You never know if the crowd might start booing or something like that. Although, to be honest, I think they hate John Johnson so much.
I think so. I think anybody but you, John.
Yeah.
Anybody but John. Would be ideal.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I agree.
I'm taking, because impressive Pelvis Wesley, it's time for him to really impress.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Fair enough. Well, I think that's that as far as the show
it
goes.
It is. I can't wait.
It's exciting.
I'll be there live.
Three matches.
I'll be at KFC tomorrow before the show.
Georgia Gold.
If you guys, woo, crispy.
Yep.
Woo, tangy.
Tangy.
Woo, honey mustard.
Delicious.
I mean, if Tex can see my wrapper, I want him to sign it.
Yeah. Well, he can't, but.
He'll probably sign like my arm or
something. Yeah, probably sign
it. You know what? I'll never wash that arm.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'll ask
not
him.
Not with Tex Ferguson signs.
No.
So. All right, Lethal Leap Year coming up tomorrow. Big time stuff. Excited. Yes,
it is. It is.
So yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm just jumping out of my seat here to get to leave a leap year.
I hope you guys stay tuned because we maybe we'll have a reaction show eventually.
Yeah.
After you see it when the right tape hits you.
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be like a month and a half.
That's okay. That's okay.
Because yeah, I mean, this
okay. It's gonna quickly. Guess what? It's gonna linger.
It will linger.
This will be in all of our minds for years to come. All
right. I hope so.
Probably 4 years.
I hope so.
Probably.
I hope so.
So.
All right then.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Enjoy.
Leap year.
Yes. TMF.
TMF.
TMF. TMF. TMF. TMF.